We are here at number 3 Noble Street. So what we are doing today, we are here to protest, you know, to tell the whole world that they are here to lie. So we're telling the world that we've got our $15 billion that has disappeared. The Zimbabwe economy, as you know, it has collapsed. You know, now they're trying to introduce the bonds, not because Zimbabwe has no money. And the Mr. Chinamasa is coming here to come and tell the whole world the lies. That all is well in Zimbabwe. These are the very same people who have damaged the economy. So we're telling the whole world, these are people who damage our economy. So we interrupted his car. We intercepted his car in the morning. We approached him, and he was visibly shaken because we told him the truth that he was a murderer. Where is the Itai Dzamara? Where is our $15 billion? And why is that he have destroyed our country? The man was visibly shaken. He was whisked away through the back. Then during lunchtime, he was trying to come out, and he was trying to use the London black cab. Then we saw him. Then we intercepted the text again. Then people had just sitting in the road. So the car was stopped for almost an hour, 30 minutes.
How effective is your protest? Do you think it's effective?
Yeah, I think what we're doing is very, very effective because we managed to tell even the delegates as they were going in to give them the flyers and telling them the truth. And from what we have been told, the delegates were asking the questions of the information that we had given them to say, this is the truth. So the delegates were asking and we were told that Chinamasa was dodging the questions all the time. So that's what we have done.